Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading on this Thursday. In July, hard red winter wheat pits. The number there is 833.25, down 8.25. Soft May wheat, 722.5, down 7.25. July, 731, down 6.75. May corn, 512, down up 1.75. July, 514.75, up 3/4. December, 509.75, up 1/4. May soybeans, 1470, up 19. July, 1465, up 18.75. November, 1226.5, up 9.25. May soybean meal, 489.30, up $8. May soybean oil, 4087, up 20. June live cattle, 137.85, up 27.5. May feeder cattle, 183.57.5, up 55. May lean hogs, 114.65, down 57.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get into the technicals, talk about tomorrow on the WASD. What could happen and how might it play out?
After my experience with government reports for the past 40 years, I guess I would say anything could happen.
Sure.
But I think as starting with the old crop, I think today's export sales report, especially on soybeans, where we actually saw a small gain, whereas the trade was looking for some cancellations, that still puts 60 million bushels of beans that USDA has not accounted for in their old crop balance sheet. So that is going to be the main focus, is how does USDA square the balance sheet with 60 million more beans sold in the export market than what they're currently recognizing. Their USDA's at 1580. We've sold 1640. And they increased imports, I think, to 60 or 65 there last month. Now, are they going to increase imports 20? That still only accounts for 20 out of 60.
60, right.
And I think 80 million is more of a dream list than an actuality. Is probably more like 40, depending upon logistics and all this kind of stuff. I mean, we do have South American beans entering the U.S. Currently, but that is basically everybody got a good bargain when China started washing out of their sales from South America, so you had a lot of vessels out there hunting for a home, so there were good deals out there. Now, it's another question of actually buying them in South America and then moving them all the way up to the United States. That is easier said than done. So that's going to be the thing that everybody's going to watch, and whether or not USDA acknowledges the fact that this bean market probably needs to go higher to ration demand out, or something needs to come along to force those cancellations in the old crop or move them on into the new crop marketing year. So that is going to be probably the main focus. I think corn export demand, even though we had a disappointing week this week, is much stronger than what USDA has on their balance sheet. So there is room for increase in export demand. I think USDA currently has corn at 1750. I think it could be well in excess of 1.8. Could almost put another 100 on it. We'll have to see how the season progresses, but we got a long ways to go. So, and then I think there's maybe room for a bubble up in maybe ethanol demand. So, you know, it does look to me like, you know, ending stocks for both old crop corn and soybeans are headed lower. Now, when you move over to the new crop, You know, most are assuming that USDA is going to stick with their yield projections they used on the ag form, which is 165 plus, I think, for corn, 44 and a half or something like that for beans. There's a few that kind of feel that maybe USDA might make a downward adjustment on corn yield because of the slower planting. But planting has made a lot of progress this week, I think, through the I states. We're not going to have 100% of the corn crop planted by Monday. It's always that last 5% of the crop that runs into trouble, and 5% of 92 million does add up to a few million acres. So there is still a risk that maybe not all the corn intended acres could get planted. Most feel that they're going to move over into the bean camp, so the bean balance sheet could get awful bearish at some point in time if we don't get all of the corn planted, and if we don't get all of the winter or the spring wheat planted. We're running way behind on spring wheat plantings. And then there's a lot of acres that could get tore up in the hard red winter wheat areas. It's super dry. Whether or not farmers would plant anything, who knows. But I would look for much larger demand numbers in USDA's balance sheets for the new crop and smaller carryovers than what they projected there in February. And I think those should be viewed as somewhat generally positive, but the mentality of the trade is to sell this thing. You just see everybody's anxious to get on the sell side, get this market into a downtrend as quickly as they can and try to push it down as low as they can. But up to this point, the bear hasn't had much success in selling it, but he's anxious to try to get on the bandwagon. I'm to the point where I'm willing to give the market a little more time. I do worry a little bit about beans. Beans do look like they were kind of technically breaking down this week, but today's export market threw them a life vest, and will be interesting to see what USDA does in tomorrow's old crop supply demand balance sheet. It may fuel the next leg up in beans, and if that happens, then that could pull corn with it.
So, for example, July beans, 1443-ish, keep an eye on that level to see if we're not the market breaking down?
Well, we need to climb our way back into the uptrending channel.
Okay.
And the way I've got the thing read right now, we need to climb our way back into the 1480s. I think if we could get ourselves back into the 1480s, which isn't that far away. We're only 20 cents away here today. If we could hold today's gain and then pick up another 20, then we're higher for the week tomorrow. Then we're back in the uptrend, and then you would just kind of view this five-day price action underneath the uptrend as a bear trap. And if that is correct, then that would have enough technical momentum then to push beans right on up through the roof. So that would be something that I would be watching to see what tomorrow, what kind of reaction is. But I do know Chicago's planning on trying to sell this report. They're hoping USDA is going to give them a bunch of bearish numbers because they want to sell it. They feel the crop is going to get planted. It's already a record crop, and we'll see what kind of success they have in that.
And very quickly, not a lot of time left, not that much technical damage in this last week in the corn market, correct?
Really nothing. There was a scare earlier in the week when we went down underneath the trend line, but then the ability to climb our way back into it, and then the ability of corn to come off of their nickel losses here this morning after they saw that disappointing export number. Corn is still in a broad-based sideways trading range for the most part, but still is in an uptrending channel. I personally feel that the chart formations that we have going on in corn are more likely to be a step up rather than the making of a top.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very good.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.